A year ago, the Supreme Court issued a ruling that was supposed to end a serious problem. That is, the problem of immigrants who have been convicted of serious crimes, served their time in jail, and been ordered deported, but whose home countries won't accept them. The Justice Department may try to deport the aliens for 6 months, the Supreme Court ruled. Then, if their home countries won't take them, they must be released. But immigration lawyers say this isn't happening. One rights group has filed a class action petition. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
A few months ago, 29-year-old Donald Cerezzi Cama thought he might never get out of jail. He'd served 4 years on a drug conviction, but then had to stay 4 more years while the Immigration and Naturalization Service tried to deport him to his home country, Liberia, a place Cerezzi Cama left at age 8 and barely remembers.
Frustrated with the legal system, frustrated with the immigration. Pretty much I was frustrated. Not being able to get in touch with a lawyer, you know, not being able to see my family.
The INS kept telling a judge the Liberian embassy would soon issue traveling papers for Cerezzi Cama, even though Liberian consular officers had cast doubt, pointing out the young man had no known family in Liberia and would likely end up a ward of the state. Eventually, activists found Cerezzi Cama a lawyer who took his case to federal court. Last month, a judge ruled that the INS claim that traveling papers were forthcoming was, quote, blatantly false. Lynn Baum is Cerezzi Cama's lawyer.
I think that this case really exemplifies some very disturbing conduct on the part of the INS in regards to a fundamental right, which is the right to freedom enshrined in our due process clause. This is a very important decision in that regard.
Across the country, immigration lawyers say they're filing dozens of similar lawsuits for people they thought would be released automatically after last year's Supreme Court ruling. Lori Joyce is with the Catholic Legal Immigration Network in San Francisco.
The problem with the current administration seems to be a sort of hostility to the law, to the Supreme Court decision, that I don't think we experienced with the prior administration.
The Supreme Court decision was a close one, 5-4, and it did not end controversy over the issue. Within weeks of the High Court ruling, Attorney General John Ashcroft said he worried it would force the release of those harmful to national security. Joyce says the Justice Department then issued new regulations that delayed releases. They placed the burden on the detained immigrants to prove they can't return to their home country or anywhere else.
I mean, it's sort of a ridiculous image in your mind, but they want the person to just knock on the doors of all the countries of the world and ask, will you take me? Will you accept me?
The INS declined to provide a spokesperson, but former federal prosecutor Andrew McBride notes the agency is allowed to keep detaining those deemed to pose a security risk.
But I do think post 9/11, obviously the review of whether an individual would pose a danger to the community might be somewhat more rigorous and might take longer than under circumstances prior to 9/11.
What's more, McBride says the INS is probably overburdened.
I mean, this is an agency that's up for, you know, total overhaul, right? And that has now got the heat on it regarding, you know, lawful immigration to make sure that terrorists are not coming into the United States. So it's got a massive resource drain.
McBride says the problem of jailed aliens not connected to terrorism may simply have been forced to a back burner. If so, immigration lawyers note it's now illegal to ignore these aliens' plight, and they intend to take the issue back to court. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.